Continuing our journey, we enter our fourth week of Lent, standing by and watching in horror and shame as Jesus is stripped, crucified, and raised up high on the cross to die. Every last shred of dignity is taken from Jesus as he is painfully stripped naked, revealing the bloody wounds of his torture. He is nailed in torment to the cross, completely at the mercy of those who hate him. He is a helpless victim, vulnerable, feeling alone and abandoned, even by the Father. He must have felt immense fear as words and gestures of hate were hurled at him. He is completely trapped, imprisoned on the cross, subject to the worst of cruelties for all to see. Am I ever involved in taking away the dignity and freedom of another? Have I inflicted cruelty by gesture, word or deed, or colluded in the cruel treatment of another? Do I bother to inform myself about cruelty to people living in dictatorships and areas of conflict in our world? Prisoners of conscience, prisoners in our own country, the plight of helpless refugees. Do I stand in silence when others use verbal or physical abuse on people in our neighbourhood who are different? Let us pray. Father, your son was treated most cruelly on Calvary, and as we reflect on his pain, we are aware of the suffering in our world, especially at this time, when life is going well for us. It is easy to forget the reality of pain and hide from its grim presence. Give us courage to work to take away the pain of others. When our own comfort is put first, forgive us, Lord, for we know not what we do.